A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Studio 7's Live Talk. This is the Women's Forum where we speak about issues affecting women. Tonight, we are going to be speaking about the demolitions here on Studio 7. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequencies and on 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz on shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But for you women, it's on Thursday.
Yes, PJ, but on the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Don't forget, you can also find us on the Shona on www.voashona.com and in Ndebele on www.ndebele.com. So please find us.
Good evening. My name is Nine Nshekumese. I'm from the MDC led by Professor Welshman Movie. I believe that Operation Ramatswina was a self-explanatory term. It was practicalized when a significant number of people were driven into the rural areas to face a known fate. The evictions happened in the town, and according to the UN estimates, about 360,000 people were evicted. And it was such that police were reported in some areas to have rounded up people in lorries to disperse them into the countryside. And I believe for the case of the Harare demolitions, we are witnessing another collective punishment policy that has been put in place by ZANU-PF, whereby the people of Harare and in the urban areas, we are seeing like the first phase, and the likelihood is high that many families in the urban towns are going to face these revenge demolitions, or what one might term as court sanctioned revenge. I believe that these are just a ploy to cause displacements. And our economic wars dictate that those displaced will likely be unable to rebuild. And thus, at the end of the day, you find that it's very unfortunate because these punitive demolitions, which are designed to increase hostility towards the MDC, they are going to suffer a backlash at ZANU-PF because I believe that people can see what is actually happening. And it's really sad because in this case, it seems that those that are strong are the only ones who can actually secure their rights. And it's unfortunate that this thing is happening in Harare because I believe that even in other towns, this is a similar trend that is going to start happening in Zimbabwe. Ngithemba ukuthi nga sikhangela indaba kaMrambatswina singabuyela emuva. Uhulumende wayenza uMrambatswina some years ago owathiya abantu abaningi beZimbabwe bengelanda zokuhlala. Laba abanye abantu bakhona bafika inani eli 360,000 abayivictwayo ngesikhathi leso. And laba bantu bagcina sebehanjiswa endaweni zemakhaya ukuze bayehlala khona ngale kumbe babona abangakwanisi ukuthi bakwenze. Indaba leyi eyama-demolitions lawa izindlu lezi ezidilizwayo ezeHarare, ngokula kwami ngibone ngathiwa uhulumende usephume lecebo elokuthi apanishe abantu abahlala emadolobheni ngendaba zona lezo zokuthi amakhansili awasemathawuni avele ephethwe ngabantu be-MDC. Ngakho licebo eligcwele ukuhlakanipha lobuqili ngoba bafuna ukwenza engani abantu be-MDC yibo abangakwanisiyo umsebenzi wabo. But kuyikuthi khona yibo abasebethatha amacebo okuthi nge-election leyi ezayo babone ukuthi bangathola njani ukuba phambi kwamanye amaphathi. Kulusizi kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi abantu abahlukumezekileyo kakhulu ngabantu abangomama labantu abangabantwana iba bayasala bengelandawo zokuhlala behluphekile. Ungakhangela into leyi abayenzayo ayikho emthethweni. Ukudilizwa kwezindluzo nalezi kuzaficakala ukuthi laba bangakwanisa ukuthi bakhulume bazimile yibo abakhaya ngani balamalungelo angcono abangakwanisa ukuthi okhona bawamele eZimbabwe kulalaba bona abangakwanisiyo ukuthi baqini bami balwele amalungelo abo. So kulisizi kakhulu into leyenzakalayo eyama-demolitions aweHarare.
I-1900 nabakhuri ndiri senior consultant waHarare Regency Trust. Kutoka eZimba iri kuitika mukati meguta reHarare. Tingati tichitarisa panyaya tichitanga kutarisa dunyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu. Tichatsa kunyanya kuti madzimai asikazhinji anoshungurudzika panenge pavako pambo panoputwa dzimba idzi notozhinji vanoputirwa dzimba idzi vanongosiwa vari panze propati nenopanyika vachisiwa vasina kana pokugara saka asiwo dzimwe nguva nyaya iri kunyenemedza rikonzeresa kuputwa kwedzimba idzi nyaya yemaland barons vanhu vanongosvika fo pavanhu matenzi zvisiri pamutemo saka vanhu ava vari kupa vanhu matenzi zvisiri pamutemo isusuwo seorganization teichiti zvinenge zvakanaka kuti kanzuri katongoona kuti vanhu vatitanga kutopiwa dzimbabwe patoita vanhu vaita zvimakebhini zvavo nezvimureza zvavo vautotanga kutovabvisa ipapo votitoudza vanhu kuti vanhu musaita sei musavaka panzvimbo dzakaita seidzodzo.
Welcome if you're just joining us tonight on the Women's Roundtable. We are looking at the impending demolitions by the Harare City Council of illegal structures in low density area and the impact on families, especially women and young girls. What are your views on the issue?
Marvelous. What has just happened is that the Harare City Council has warned residents that it will be demolishing houses built without approved plans in the low density suburbs if the owners do not regularize their paperwork. But organizations like the Harare Residents Trust are castigating the move, saying council should take up the responsibility of stands allocations instead of giving it to land barons.
Yes, PJ, we just heard there from a lady from the Harare City Council just articulating that you know, maybe that's one of the biggest problems.
Yeah.
That, you know, the Harare City Council seems to have sold this land to, or given over the land to land barons. Mm-hmm. And the land barons are now obviously selling it illegally. Mm-hmm. So the person who actually does not benefit in the end are the land owners. Mm-hmm. But the council has also been carrying out demolitions in places like Budiriro, which is in the high density suburbs, and some residents who I spoke to earlier on, actually from Budiriro, were saying that earlier on they received a 48-hour notice yesterday warning them to vacate the illegally built structures as they were up for demolition soon. So they're saying we're just sitting there waiting and hoping that it doesn't happen. Mm. But when you hear the sound of bulldozers, then you know it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. And they're going to destroy just about everything.
Yes, and the PJ also, most people are saying it's reminiscent, or people are now being reminded of Operation
Murambachina,
which left, you know, hundreds of people, thousands of people homeless.
Yeah, Ms. Sokela was actually saying 360,000.
The number might actually be higher than that.
Even that.
Because we find
that's
that,
the official number, yes.
And, you know, now today, that's what we're going to be discussing, that, you know, what are people's views out there? If you're in an area where you live at and you've suffered demolitions, please give us a call. We'd like to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. And it keeps on recurring time and again, the demolitions in Chitungwiza, remember, the Budiriro demolitions, and now they are targeting the low-density suburbs.
And as if that's not enough, PJ, the council only today said that they're going to be shutting down water or supply, you know, of water for the next 5 months, I think they said. Mm-hmm. They actually just issued a statement. So you can imagine that you have nowhere to live, no water. So the situation is not looking very good for Harare residents, actually.
Mm, and the brunt of that burden and all the problems that arise from there, it falls down on the head of the women. The wives and the mothers that are trying to look after their families.
Maybe if I can just give the schedule. They're saying at the council that the areas that will be affected is Budiriro, Glenview, Glen Nora, Mufakosi, Marimba, Willowvale, Nkomo, Sublime, and Norton. So it's still the same areas. And when we look at Glenview, that's where the cholera epidemic started. So it's a very volatile situation.
Yes. Kuhlelo lwethu lamhlanje siyalamukela asihluzeni bomama ku-Live Talk kumsakazo we-Studio 7 or Voice of America. Lamhlanje lapho esikhuluma khona ngesaziso lesi kumbe umbiko okhitshwe ngabe kansili yeHarare besithi bona bexwayisa abantu ukuthi labo abakhela endaweni ezingekho emthethweni abazithi kazikho emthethweni kumele bazidilizele izindlu zabo khathesi kumbe njalo babise amaplans okwakhiwa kwezindlu zabo bangakadilizelwa. Uzabona ke amakatapila lawo sebuya sezodiliza izindlu lezo. Siyakhangela njalo emuva sibone lapho inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu ezadiliselwa imizi kuhlelo lwemramba china olwasolwa ngabantu bonke emhlabeni jikelele. Yikho ke abantu bangezwa kuthiwa sokudilizwa izindlu bacabanga umramba china. Yikho ke sithi namhlanje asihlaziyene asihluzeni bomama sizwe ukuthi lina lidibana lenhlupho bani. Njalo omunye esikhulumelayo ubekhuluma ukuthi uhlupho lolu luzabe lokho elusenzakala ngoba ikhansili yona kayiqondisi uwabelwa kwama-stands lawo. Ngoba bawathengisela ama-land barons. Ama-land barons labo babe sebethengisela abanye babadlele izimali zabo. Yibo abasigcina sebedilizelwa imizi kuthiwa alihlezi okungekho emthethweni. Ngakho-ke sicela lisitshele ukuthi asiyihlaziyeni asiphananeni amacebo ukuthi kwenziweni ukuze lingagqelezelwa imali zenu.
Aiwa, Iroida ma-PJ, nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai. Tiri kutarisa matambudziko ari kusangana nemhuri kunzvimbo idzo kuri kunzi iko kuchange kuchipwanywa dzimba dzakavakwa idzo zvisiri pamutemo. Vakanyanyotarisa kanzuro yeHarare iri kuti iyo avo vakavaka dzimba dzavo vasina kushandisa mapurani anonzi iwo akapuwa mvumo nekanzuro dzinogona kuitwa sei? Kuputswa PJ.
Yeah.
Asi, mune rakanako vari kuti aiwa, kana une plani yako uchida kuti igadziriswe iende pamutemo, unzai maplani kuma district office ese munzvimbo dzamunogara kuitira kuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe. Asi sekutaura kwaita PJ, vari kunyanyotarisana nedambudziko iri ndana amai nevana nekuti ndo vanozoda kuona kuti vana varara pai, vana baba vadya here chii zvakadaro nezvakadaro, idzo dzimbo dzimba dzaputswa.
Yeah.
Saka nasi tiri kuda kuedza kuonesana kuti poitwa sei vanhu vakatarisana nematambudziko akadai panguva iyo kanzuro yeHarare iri kuti zve nyaya yemvura ichange ichinetsa kwemwedzi mishanu iri kuteera. Munzvimbo idzodzi zve kuri kuputswa dzimba ndo kuchange kusina mvura saka PJ ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiziya.
Kuti kulesa ziso njalo esiphumileyo esiphunyiswe ngabe city council sokuthi amanzi azabe ehlupa eHarare asezavalwa ngokongezelelweyo kulalokho okwenzakala khathesi. Yikho ke omama somele sicebisane ukuthi amanzi sizawathola njani. Njalo lalabo abadibene lodubo lokuthi kuthiwa kabalethe amaplans abo. Hambanini ngokuphangisa izinto zingakawonakali. Engxenye linxa ukuthi lelamakopa labelwa izitanda lezo lingamakopa liyinhlanganiso hambani liyebona abecity council izinto zingakawonakali bengakathumeli amakatapila okuzodiliza izindlu zenu ngoba liyalahlekelwa kakhulu.
Aiwa, chokwadi vanenze vevanzwa. Tomboenda PJ, we'll go to our WhatsApp messages which we got from our listeners before.
Our first guest is here.
Oh.
Miss Minenhle.
Okay.
Sokela Gumede.
That's good. So we can welcome her. Miss Gumede, welcome to the program. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Sorry, I think your phone is on delay, but welcome to the program.
Hello.
We're very happy that you are able to join us.
I'm also happy. Thank you for having me.
Okay. We heard you earlier on just articulating your party's position on the impending demolitions. Maybe if you can just in brief, just tell us, so how is your party going now to be helping those that are facing demolitions, especially in Harare? Are you doing any programs or what's going on?
I believe that what we are witnessing right now is simply a collective punishment policy, as I said earlier from ZANU-PF. And basically, what we're saying as a party is that we believe that these demolitions are revenge demolitions, mm-hmm. and therefore they are illegal and unconstitutional. And for us as a party, I believe that we are there, our doors are open to support the people and provide them with basically any of maybe the information that they need to be assisted through this very gruesome process.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Maybe we can also welcome our other guests before you take a PJ. Miss Regina Muripo Eriparunare, Veku Harare Residence Trust.
Hello, Ndiripo.
Imi munoshanda ne vakaputsigidzwa nedzimba nyanya mubudiriro nemune dzimwe nzvimbo. Chimbotitsanangura yekuti zvii zvinozoitika kana zvichinge zvadaro. Imi munobatsira sei sesangano reHarare Residence Trust?
Isusu chatinonyenyeta, isusu tinobatsira kwedu sesangano. Tinenge tichibatsira kuti tione kuti madzimai anenge ari panzvimbo dzakadai anenge aputsirwa dzimba asi kunyanya kustreswa here. Kazhinji tinoprovhaidha kandelingi kuti aiwa titarisai nyaya yazvoita kuti vasvike panguva yaanenge zvazvoita kuti vasvike panguva yekuti vazoputirwa dzimba, nokuti vangova nekonfidhensi semadzimai kuti kana vasangana nedambudziko rakadai vakwanisa kunge vachiritambira. Saka chatinoita isusu kuchitaura navo kuti vachikwanisa kutambira dambudziko rinenge rauya, but tinonge kazhinji tinoronge tichiri vasati vaputirwa isusu tinenge data manejimendi neyesindovharazi kuti sei muri kuda kuputira vanhu ava, achigoni here kuti mukwanise kungeti vaise pazvidzimba dzavo dzinenge dzirisa pamutemo. Asi tinozosangana nechallenji yekuti dzimweni dzenguva dzimba dzacho dzinenge dzakavakirwawo panzvimbo inenge iri private land kana kuti nzvimbo inenge yakachengeterwa kuti izovakawakwanisa yekubudirira dzakachengeterwa kuti izovakwa hospital plus pane pamwe kwanga kubudiriro temple kwakafarwa kunge kuti izovakwa chikoro. Saka inzvimbo dzokuti vanhu vasati vatovaka kazhinji tinotaura navo kuti nzvimbo dzamuda kuvaka idzi tinotaura necouncil nzvimbo iri davaka vanhu ava irinobvumidzwa here, nzvimbo dzamuvobva vatudza kuti aiwa nzvimbo idzi hadzibvumidzwi. Tinoudza vanhu kuti nzvimbo dzamuda kuvaka idzi hadzita sei hadzibvumidzwi. Saka tine chizongoita kuti vazvitambire kuti ndo zviripo nokuti vawane way forward kuti vakwanise kumuvha on nelife vasanyanya kustreseka semadzimai mukati medzimba dzavanodyara.
Aiwa, tinotenda muramba yenyu muri parunhare, sisi Regina. PJ, we heard there from a representative from the Harare Residents Trust, Regina, who's saying that, you know, they do actually have awareness programs that they are having with residents in some of these areas that are affected. She's saying that, but in some cases, you actually find that the council is right. They are building on, you know, illegal land, like places where they should be schools and places where there should be hospitals or parks. So she's saying what they're trying to do now is to engage communities to make sure that they know that the land that they're buying is legal so that they don't have this problem that they're now facing.
And especially those that are facing demolitions, right now they've been given a warning. So they should take it up with their organizations or their cooperatives and just go to the city council and find out what's really going on, because if you wait until the caterpillars come, it will be too late.
Yes, PJ.
Sibe sizizwa lapho ke esinye sesiphathamandla senhlanganiso yezakhamizi zeHarare eHarare Residence Trust, uNkosazana Regina Bakuri. Yena ke ubethithena bona njengehlanganiso bale nhlelo zokufundisana lezakhamizi zeHarare bezibonisa ukuthi engxenye sebeqalisa ukwakha khonapho bahle babatshele ukuthi enanana hambani le khuluma labe city council, ngoba engxenye babe bethengiselwe izitanda lezi ngama-land barons kodwa-ke kuyabe kungekho emthethweni. Njalo i-council yona ngokwayo iyabe ilungile, iyabe iqondile ngokuthi suka nini khona lapho kumbe babuye bazobadilizela, ngoba leyo ndawo engxenye iyabe ivele ibekwe eceleni ukuthi iyakhelwe izibhedlela, amaklinika kumbe njalo izikolo. Indawo kuyabe kuzindawo zikahulumende kumbe indawo ze-council. Yikho-ke kumele lilimuke ukuthi lingathengiselwa indawo abantu babalekele lezimali zenu kodwa-ke indawo engekho emthethweni ngempela. kodwa uyena uyabo usuyakhile wafaka ilendleko yakho eningi imali eningi usakha lokho wathi mbuyeleke ngiyamukele u Nkosikazi Nkosazana Gumede
Nkosazana
Nkosazana uma Gumede
yebo
ah namhla ukanya umsakazo we studio 7 ngowakho
yethaba lami
ye eh uke watsho lapha na wathi yena ungewe MDC ekhokhelwa ngubaba umnumzana Washman Ncube ikho ke emfuna ukuthi ngisiqhubekele phambili ngengxoxo yethu ukuthi lina njengebandla eliphikisayo lilazo na inhlelo zekulimukisa izakhamizi ukuthi zingehlelwa lezi nhlupho ezifana lokudilizelwa indlu engxenye isime sokufakwe imali eziningi ekwakheni leyo ndlu
ye ayithina silazo indlelo esizenzayo especially kuma wards
yeah
sisebenza thina ngama districts and kuma districts lawa bese lama ward committees ethu ama structures ethu that are already in place. Yeah. And it's in such a way ukuthi laba abantu they participate significantly entweni ezinjengazona lezo phakathi kwe community yabo because thina si believe as a party that we are a community oriented party and as such kumele ukuthi sihlale siphakathi kwabantu njalo nxa kusiba lenhlupho ebantwini kube yithi lati phakathi esincedisayo abantu ukuthi kuze kubonakale ukuthi udubo lolu siluqeda njani so lokhu okunjenge awareness raising I think it is just part of our day to day work esiyenzayo nsuku zonke njengabantu esiphakathi kwabantu esihlala ebantwini but I think okunye singabe sikwenza ukuthi ningangena even in terms of ama policies ethu silama policies akhuluma ngezinto zona lezi ezelendi especially policy yethu le devolution of power such that at the end of the day we believe ukuthi abantu yibo abayibo abamele ukuthi babuse leyo ndawo yabo so ngama councillors eqalisa ukukhuluma all these things then it has to go back ukuthi sibuzane nini ukuthi I council derives I authority from who I council iba le authority by the people for the people of that particular community
yeah.
So abantu siya educator we do even ama workshops our social accountability ukuthi sihlalise phansi abantu ngithi
yeah
sithi no what are the expectations that we have from women's palati what are the expectations that we have from the government and we see in such a way ukuthi labantu labo bebe kwazi ukuthi yini laba abamele bekwenze i reciprocal relationship emele ibe khona ukuze sikwanise ukuthi sithuthukise izindawo zethu so the same for e case yona le ama demolitions I believe ukuthi into le ama demolitions there's more to it than meets the eye ngoba they could be in Harare today but kusasa ngile themba endingile shu ukuthi singakuzwa sokubulawa kumbe sikuze sokusemutari kumbe sikuze sokusegwera so
ngiza kubamba kumlomo khona lapho sike start umlaleli
Makumede and what is going on exactly
eh Makumede ngiza kubamba umlomo ume kancane kodwa uhlale ecingweni khona lapho sibe lokho esixoxa kuze kufike ihola
ayiwaba
sesilomlaleli
PJ taita rombura kanaka mukoma Donald ndo vari panhare mutereri wedu mukuru makadiko mukoma Donald
munofara de mavela asina de PJ murisego
ai what you want
no fara iskuno
ai what you fara
kana muri muri kuiona sei
mani kana chidza manzi yenyizo
ehe muri kuiona sei nyairi mugango iye kuputswa kwedzimba makatarisa ikoko kwa muri mazuva ano ku South Africa ndo zvinoitika here kwakamira sei
Ah, kuno kundura sokuti hade kanzuro dzekuno kudza dzinga respectiva. Zimba zhinji dzekuno kumikuku. Jama zenye dzekuti anongogadzira dzimba dziri chipi dzekuti anongotenga marata makora gated dzichita otanga kufema yakata like shebe imba. Dziri kwadzo dzimwe dzavakuvakwa vaiko zvino but dei vavangata sei zvakataedzana harave zokuti imwe imba inenge ichidzinoputwa apapo imba inotoonekwa imba ichiwa ine musoro kanzuro yacho iri responsible nekuti
Mukoma Donald, batai makadaro, because I think, hold on, makadaro, I think we have interrupted, we have a cross line from our other guests. So just hold on, we'll put them in audition while we wait for you. Mukoma Donald, enderera henyu mberi.
Ndirikuti dei guru kutika, iyo kanzuro ya Harare, kana kuti kanzuro, makanzuro, ese, zao ya munyika. Pachinambo chokuti aputire vanhu dzimba dzavo. Akadai hunge varivo vari pa4rand haikona kurega matotewo vana vari kutenga masenda achizotengesera vanhu vachingotanga nokuti iwavo masenda anotengesa anozokonzeresa maproblem onzei vanhu vakavakira mumatoro mawetlands ema yavo yanekisaidi kanzuro ichiputsa dzimba nekisaidi hazvizonyatso kuita eda vanhu kadzi ishirikadzi vanhu ishirikadzi ipapapo vakuputsika dzimba
vanoite ishuwa aiwa
mukamuputira yambo osara akavata vata mudenderese osara asina kana pokuvata sezvizvi
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Donald musanete kuramba muchifona.
Aiwa imimi handineti kana aiwa ndichinzwa mazvenyu kudai ndonjivafara zvingaiti.
Ehe,
asi mokurudzirawo vechidzimai dzingava hanzvadzi shamwari dzenyu kana vamwe vamunopinda navo kana chechi kuti vapote vachifonawo.
Kuya kwandakaita kuno kwavo.
Ehe.
Vamwe vavakutoida vemuno
shaka. Saka munoti vapote vachiuya vachitaura.
Munoti vapote vachifanawo.
Ya, oraiti havandozviziva kutoti kana vese vemuno vakutoida vatogara padine navo.
Okay. Aiwa tinokutendai yeah. Mukoma Donald musanete zvenyu. Thank you very much. PJ, I think we'll take a quick look at our WhatsApp messages so that our listeners don't grow tired of sending us WhatsApps, which we are not reading. I'll start off with Evinsa Maregere. And she says, these measures reflect the rifts within ZANU-PF. Instead of placating the politically desperate Zimbabwean, ZANU-PF continues to steer a hornet's nest in the country. Whoever is the architect of these measures has a hidden agenda to completely destroy ZANU-PF to the ground. Instead of upgrading the houses, why have they decided to destroy them? She asks.
I also have from Clyde. Who says, when they saw those buildings being erected, what action did they take? They are looking for any way possible to look for money.
that's an interesting take. Unfortunately, time is not on our side, but would have wanted to go back to our guests so they can comment. But to our guest, Mrs. Mimi Gumede of the MDC Ncube, please stay on the line. And also Ms. Regina Bakuri of the Harare Residents Trust, please stay on the line. We are going to be migrating to our live streaming, but please hang on, PJ, so that we can carry on and have a lively discussion. Mm-hmm. Because I think this topic really, you know, resonates to a lot of people.
Yes.
And it's, you know, emotions come out.
Yes, because once it reminds them of the bad memories of Rambachina, Operation Rambachina, which displaced more than 360,000 people. In that operation.
Mm-hmm. But so now we want to thank our radio listeners. As you know, we are now streaming live. So please go and join us on www.voazimbabwe.com. And don't forget, you can also join us on
www.voandebele.com.
And yeah. Shona as well. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned, Zimbabwe.
Kulabo ke abalaleli bethu abasemsakazweni weradio sesilivalelisa okwamanje sithi asidibaneni ngeviki elizayo. Kodwa ke labo abafinyelela ubulembu be-internet sikhona ke ku www.voandebele.com. Lokhe siqhubekela phambili okwengxenye yehola lokhe sixoxa ngalolu daba olukuphathelane lokudilizwa kwezindlu eHarare.